With that thought in mind, let's move forward, shall we?
It's Hershey time.
Would like to play for you a clip because, after all, it is False Teacher Tuesday here on AM 980 KKMS, more spirited talk radio. Would like to have you listen to a clip of one Kenneth Copeland, who apparently was on a TV show, and he started talking about the divinity, the godliness, or the God nature of Jesus Christ. And this is what you would call a false teacher.
We're still questioning what was said about that prophecy. That prophecy never mentioned the Son of God. Never said anything about the Son of God.
What did it say?
It said, I did not claim to be God. Mm-hmm. That's all it said.
In other words, in so many words, you're right. Nowhere in the New Testament did he literally get
preach
up.
Preach and claim
and
that he was
say,
God.
I am God, did he? Now, I stand corrected.
And the Christian attitude...
Uh-huh. Nowhere in the Bible does Jesus ever claim to just say, I am God. Really? Boy, that is such a shallow understanding of what Scripture said. That is, did he use those specific words? No. No, he didn't put it like that, but he said it 50 other ways. If you are listening to this program, which I don't know if I've stated, is Talk the Walk on AM 980 KKMS, and you do not understand that Jesus Christ is God, not a God. As a gentleman who was a Mormon sitting on the airplane with me today from Los Angeles stated, that Jesus is a God. Or maybe you have been confused, and because it's a little bit maybe challenging for our human brains to wrap around, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and if there's the Father, well, the Son isn't quite as God as the Father is. Then I would like for you to hear these following Bible verses so that you can hear loud and clear, make no mistake about it, that Jesus Christ is God. In fact, I would almost like to suggest to you, Christian, that we need to stop referring to our God as God. God has become this homogenous term that everybody uses. I mean, everybody. Christians use it. Oprah uses it. Gary Zoo. Everybody uses the name. Muslims will use the word God instead of Allah. Everybody calls him God, and it's just become such a watered-down term. I would like to suggest we start referring to our God as Jesus Christ. With that in mind, if you have ever been thinking this...
We're still questioning what was said about that prophecy. That prophecy never mentioned the Son of God. Never said anything about the Son of God.
What did it say?
It said, I did not claim to be God. Mm-hmm. That's all it said.
In other words, in so many words, you're right. Nowhere in the New Testament did he literally get
preach
up.
Preach and claim that
and
he was
say,
God.
I am God, did he? Now, I stand corrected.
And the Christian attitude.
Uh-huh. Then consider this, please. Quoting from Isaiah 7:14, Matthew 1:23 says this. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. That really should be the end of the story, really. According to both of these verses, Jesus was God with us. He wasn't just God's chosen one with us or God's son with us. God with us. 1 Timothy 3:16 states this, God was manifest in the flesh. John 1:14 tells us that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Zechariah 12:10, God said that he, God, would be pierced by sinners. Huh. Revelation 1:7 states that Jesus Christ himself fulfilled this prophecy. That should be the end of the story, but it's not, because, as you might suspect, there is even more. Jesus Christ, John 10:28, he said this, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. If Jesus Christ isn't eternal, then how does he have the power to give eternal life? Micah 5:2 states that Jesus Christ is from everlasting, which is exactly what Psalm 93:2 and Isaiah 63:16 say about God. In John 8:58, Jesus said to the Pharisees, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. The term I am is the term that God used in Exodus 3:14 in reference to himself. Jesus professed to be the eternal God of the Bible.
We're still questioning what was said about that prophecy. That prophecy never mentioned the Son of God. Never said anything about the Son of God.
What did it say?
It said, I did not claim to be God.